I wanted to pat her on the hand or the shoulder or something, but that sort of fatherly contact has been drummed out of us. So I tipped my paper cup toward her in a sort of toast, and I said, "There's something we always asked when we ended an interview in my old job. Is there anything you think I ought to know that I didn't ask about? Anything at all?"
"No, not that I can think of."
"You're sure?" She held up her pinky.
"Promise."
"Okay, Sarah, thank you. I know Jacob's probably not the most popular kid right now, and I think it's very brave of you to talk to me like this."
"It's not brave. If it was brave, I wouldn't do it. I'm not a brave person. It's more like, I like Jake. I mean, I don't know about the case and all that, but I used to like Jake, you know, like before. He was a good kid."
Is a good kid.
Is, right.
Thanks.
"You know what, Mr. Barber? I bet you had, like, a really good father, because, you know, you're like a really good father, so I bet you had a good father who kind of taught you. Am I right?"
"Jesus, didn't this kid read the papers?"
"Not exactly," I said. "Not exactly, but close?"
"I didn't have a father."
"Stepfather?"
I shook my head.
"Everybody has a father, Mr. Barber, except like God or something."
"Not me, Sarah."
"Oh, well, then maybe that's kind of a good thing. Just like, take fathers totally out of the equation."
"Maybe. I'm probably not the best guy to ask." The Yews lived on one of the mazy, shady streets behind the library, near the elementary school where all the kids first met. The house was a tidy little center entrance colonial on a small lot, white with black shutters. A previous owner had built a brick shelter around the front door, which stood out on the white face of the building like a red lipsticked mouth. I remembered crowding into this little compartment when Lori and I used to visit during the winter months. That was back when Jacob and Derek were in grade school. Our families had been friendly then. Those were the days when the parents of Jacob's friends tended to become our friends too. We used to line up other families like puzzle pieces, father to father, mother to mother, kid to kid, to see if we had a match. The Yews were not a perfect fit for us. Derek had a little sister named Abigail, 3 years younger than the boys, but the friendship between our families had been convenient for a while. That we saw them less now was not the result of a breakup. The kids had simply outgrown us. They socialized among themselves now, and there had not been enough left of the family friendship to cause either of the parent couples to seek out the other. Still, I felt we were friends, even now. I was naive.